Welcome to the Catholic Schools New South Wales Foundations for Learning podcast series, where we talk about the elements required to support children in the early years of their learning journey. Today we have with us Mary Ryan, who currently works at Catholic Schools New South Wales. She's worked in education for over 30 years and brings with her a wealth of knowledge and expertise in the early learning space. Today, we bring Mary in to join us in a conversation because she has a particular interest in the power that exists in a positive family-school partnership. Welcome, Mary, and thank you so much for joining the conversation today.
Thanks, Angela. It's really good to be here.
I wanted to just start with a quote. It's a quote from a principal in one of our Catholic schools, and it goes like this. Starting school is a watershed moment for families. As a principal, you deeply respect the trust that parents have in handing their child over. I just wanted to hear your thoughts about this statement.
Firstly, I'd say that that's a very wise and probably experienced principal. They're very lovely words to say. And as a kindergarten teacher, and I've spent a couple of years in kindergarten, you do have a sense of deep responsibility when parents leave those children at the door to your classroom. And you do understand the preciousness of those little people and what you're taking on. And it's very important, I think, for a teacher in those early years of school to have those sorts of understandings and attitudes, because you are setting children up for their, I suppose, their relationship with school, and it's a 13-year relationship. So you want it to start with that understanding of how important these little people, and remember, some of them are only 4 and a half when they come to your door, so they are only babies, only been on the world, you're walking the earth for 4 and a half years. It's not a very long time. So I think that that statement or that quote resonates very strongly with me in having a deep respect for the fact that parents do hand over their most precious item to you on that day that school begins.
And really, they're working in partnership with the parents are working in partnership with the schools. Who else would be involved in this partnership, do you think?
Look, I think it's a very important partnership between the school and the parents or the carers. There are certain people within a school, the classroom teacher, obviously. There may be other teachers that work within the classroom on and off through the week that may be involved in building that relationship with the parents and the families. There are also often learning support officers who will be working in classrooms, especially in those first few weeks of kindergarten. There's often a few extra hands on deck to help the children to transition. So the partnership is between those professionals that sit in the school and the parents and families. It's a really important connection to have and to speak to those people as your children move into a school setting, because I think we're going to talk about it a bit later, but it is significantly different from a preschool setting.
And when we talk about the relationships between the school and the families, how do these relationships, what do they look like? How do they feel? What are the characteristics?
Oh, there are three words that I always use when I talk about this: mutual respect, trust, and responsibility. We have to trust each other. Parents need to trust schools, but schools also need to trust parents. Both have a different type of knowledge about the child, and in a trusting relationship like that, when we listen to what each other have to say, it helps or benefits the child and the child and their learning. And I would say that's particularly when things are not going as well as they should. If things are going smoothly, where we're all happy, then you don't need to worry. But if things, you're not quite seeing what you want to see, you're unsure about what's happening, maybe your child's not settling in, that's when you really need to have those conversations and trust the things that you're hearing. But it's also about mutual responsibility. An example I often give around that would be when children arrive at school, sometimes teachers might see the need for children to have some external testing, some further look into what's happening with their learning or their behaviour. And a parent or a carer needs to take on the responsibility of doing that. Now, that's not always easy because you can be confronted by those sorts of conversations, but we do have a responsibility to follow through with those sorts of things as a parent. And as a teacher, obviously, we have a responsibility to do our work as well as we possibly can and be prepared to have those open and honest conversations. And, of course, respect. And I think that respect for each other as a parent and the sorts of decisions you make as a parent, but also respect for teachers and the work that they do each day is really important. And they are the characteristics that underpin a positive partnership between home and family. Home and school.
Absolutely. Thinking about learning and about that it is lifelong, what advice would you give parents who have children transitioning to kindergarten?
Oh, look, I think you have to remember that it's a 13-year journey and it's the start of this 13-year journey. Not every day of that 13 years is going to go the way your child wants it to go. Not every day is going to be full of joy and happiness. There will be conflicts between friends or differences of opinion with teachers. There'll also be a lot of joy and a lot of happiness, and great things will happen as well. But my greatest advice as they step into primary school or step into big school for the first time is to remember that it's a step towards this something that's going to go on for a while. If you have a good relationship with school, your child knows you have a good relationship, you speak respectfully about school at home, those sorts of things really do have an impact on children and the way children actually behave and manage school as well. Immediately transitioning into school, so that sort of, I suppose, a few months, even between now and when they start next year, there's a couple of things I think that you need to do. It's not build school into too much. Don't make too big a fuss over it. Speak about it in a positive way, but don't speak about it all the time. Just make it sort of a normal kind of part of your conversation. If the child raises it, really, don't sort of go on about it or build it up, because often that can lead to a very big fall. And the other thing that I would do, if you don't read with your child every day, try to read with your child as often as possible. Try and make it daily. And I'm not asking you to teach them to read, but rather sit and enjoy books and stories, the pictures, the words, the rhyme, the rhythm of books, the laughter that's in them, the joy that's in them, and set your children up to have a love of learning. That's a great way to get them ready for school and for the type of learning that they'll be doing at school.
That's fantastic advice. And I think with reading, that can also take place verbally, and the use of oral language as well, and oral storytelling is also important.
Absolutely. So I think that's absolutely true. So if you're cooking dinner, telling them the story about when you were a child yourself, or children love the stories about the day they were born. And although my mother never remembered the day I was born because I was number 6 of 7, I think she started forgetting around about number 4.
That's quite the tribe. So you've spoken a lot about respect. I think that word's been dropped into the conversation today. Thinking about this statement, model respectful adult relationships, can you tell me a little bit more about that in relation to transition to school?
Yes, I can. It's possibly something that I have written at one stage.
I think it is.
Yeah. It's really important that we remember that our relationship with our children and your relationship with your children is incredibly significant and influential. And I think we're going to talk a little bit later about parents as the primary educators. You are the first, and I hope you don't mind if I, you know, raise this now.
I think it's the right time.
Yeah. As the first educator of your child, you are, I suppose, given the remit of teaching them how to live in the world, how to respond to other people. So when you have differences with other adults, your children are watching you. How do you respond to those other adults when things, particularly it's often about when things go wrong? So you're not happy with something the teacher's done. How do you speak to the teacher about it? When do you speak to the teacher about it? Is your child around? How do you speak about that teacher when you go home? Those things matter because your child's watching those behaviours. Now, that doesn't mean that a teacher isn't going to do something wrong or that you ignore it if something goes wrong. You most definitely should deal with it, but you really do need to deal with it in a way that models respectful adult behaviours. So it may be that the child never knows about it because it's done quietly and out of their reach, or if they are around, it's done in a way that is, I suppose, a gentle conversation. Schools always have processes. If you have something that isn't resolved at a teacher level, there's always other ways to take it to sort of to the next level to help you to resolve any of those issues. But school in the 13 years, mostly you won't have issues. I think I'm sounding like I'm really negative. Most of the time you will have an incredible time. But it's important to remember too, while the school's there charged with teaching your children to read and write and count, you are charged with teaching them about how to live in the world. And if you think about what sort of world you want to live in tomorrow, it's those values that children get very, very strongly at home. And school can't counter the values. I know in 30 years in classrooms, I can't overcome what children are taught at home about how to live in the world, about how to share with other people or to have empathy or consideration or respect. They very much are the remit of parents. That is what parents do. And your influence on them is absolutely enormous. It's enormous when they're little. It's enormous when they're young adults as well.
And we see that in child's play. Children imitate real life in their play. So what adults are modelling to them in their everyday, children will play out. And that's where adults also have a very positive influence in their child's life.
Absolutely. And I've seen that in classrooms, in particularly kindergarten classrooms, when they have free play and they'll model the sorts of things that go on, or they'll model a family. And you can actually find out quite a lot about the homes that children live in because of what happens in the play space. It's very, very interesting to watch.
That's right. And that's where they're learning their problem solving, their negotiating, all of those lifelong skills.
Definitely. Even one of the things that used to fascinate me, and I think I could watch children play for hours on end, was the planning that goes into the play. And if you step back and watch a group of children play, your child and some of their friends play, watch how much time they take setting the game up. Sometimes they set it up and it's actually time to go home. They set it up and it's time to finish the play time. But that doesn't devalue what happens, but it's all that planning, as you say, problem solving, sharing, negotiating, collaborating, all those skills we talk about as the soft skills happen in play. It is fascinating stuff.
And children come to school with their own wealth of knowledge and expertise, which we cannot underestimate.
Most definitely they do. And as you said before, you see that when they've got the freedom to actually use those skills that they're, and probably practice those skills, those soft skills.
Mary, I want to ask you, what advice would you give your five-year-old self?
Oh, look, Angela, I remember my first day of kindergarten and I was sitting, I don't know, third row back, and a couple of rows over was my cousin David. And all I wanted to do was go over and hold David's hand because I remember being very, very frightened on the day. So what I would say to me would be, it's going to be okay, little one. You'll be all right.
I think that's very, very sweet and sound advice.
Yes. Well, and you are all right. And kids mostly are all right. Most of the time they're all right. Even when there's things that don't go quite wrong, that's an opportunity for us to guide our children through the difficulties of life. So everything's an opportunity to learn. And school's a great place to learn lots of stuff about the world.
And something you've alluded to today is that transition is not just from preschool to kindergarten. It happens throughout our life.
So
it's a normal process.
Absolutely. So your preschool to kindergarten, your primary school, infant school to primary school, primary to secondary, you know, even in life when you're an adult, you might transition from one suburb to another or a town to another or a job to another. It's very much a normal part of life. It's change. And what do they say? They say the only thing that you can be sure of is change.
Hmm.
Something will always change in your life, and you want your children to be skilled enough to say, well, okay, this may be not what I planned, but change is here. How am I going to cope with it? How am I going to deal with it and move on through it or move past it?
And having those strong positive partnerships with school, family, the child.
Definitely has a really big influence because you're teaching your child that there's a network in which they sit, and when they're little, a network of adults who care deeply about them, about their learning and about them as whole people, their learning, their well-being.
Thank you, Mary. I wanted to just finish with this question. What was your favourite play experience as a child?
Oh, I feel like I had a really rich childhood. And when I think about that, it's because I was given the opportunity to play. We played so much. And I had my cousin David, who I was in kindergarten with, lived next door, and he's only born, I don't know, 23 days after me. So my childhood was full of dolls. My sister and I used to line all the dolls up on the bed. We're in my big sister's bedroom, and I remember so well playing those games. I know. And there was another thing, a ghost train we built with the neighbours one time. But I feel like my childhood was very rich, and it was very rich because of play.
I think that's a beautiful memory. Thank you, Mary, for your considered and well-rounded and very thoughtful advice today.
It's a pleasure.
There is so much to take away from our conversation, but I particularly like what you said around the idea of transition and it being a journey, and that it's just a normal process in life. Yes. So when we work in partnership, we help to facilitate a smooth and seamless transition.
Absolutely.
For the child into school.
Yes, we do. Thanks so much, Angela.
Thanks, Mary. Thank you for listening. Please visit csnsw.catholic.edu.au/foundationsforlearning. You'll find there more topics about the early years and building the foundations for learning.